The World Cup begins tomorrow, but the United States men's national soccer team will have to wait another 4 years to compete because it failed to even qualify. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, that's having a large impact on local bars and the diehard fans that pack them to watch the games.
Some of the biggest fans of U.S. soccer belong to clubs called the American Outlaws. There are 196 chapters, the latest formed in Danbury last month. Mike Furman is the president of the Outlaws here. The group has calmed a bit since a loss to Trinidad and Tobago last October, guaranteed that the United States wouldn't even play in the upcoming World Cup.
Obviously, it was rough when it happened. It was a very somber night here at the bar. When we're watching the game, sure, it's going to hurt. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of very strong teams out there. And honestly, I think missing the World Cup is going to make us stronger in the long run.
Fellow outlaw Alan Lupke says he's worried that the setback to U.S. soccer might make it hard to grow this new Danbury chapter.
Well, obviously, we were hoping to build momentum off the World Cup qualifiers and have this place packed for the World Cup. Didn't work out that way. But, I mean, one thing about soccer is it truly never ends.
His group doesn't support just the national team during international competitions. It also gets together for friendlies and regional events. And the Outlaws watch the U.S. women's national team as a unit. Tom Kennedy owns the bar that they watch the games in. It's called TK's. He says his business will be affected, but he's banking on international interest. Danbury has a big Portuguese population, and the bar is also a hangout for fans of Germany's Bayern Munich.
It'll hurt us a little bit, for sure, no doubt. It remains to be seen how much. I mean, I think we're still going to do pretty good for the World Cup just because we're getting such a well-known for being a soccer bar.
The games will be played in Russia and air live on the East Coast at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. Kennedy says he'll open early for the 11 a.m. games, and because he's getting requests, he'll host a few of the 8 a.m. starts, too. Meanwhile, at the tavern downtown in Connecticut's capital, Hartford's chapter has its own spot in the basement where the Outlaws hang and watch the games, and it's decked out with tons of memorabilia featuring the red, white, and blue. Andy Leary is a member there.
When you go to a U.S. game and you meet people from different chapters on different parts of the country, you like, hey, I've got a Hartford chapter scarf. Oh, you're from Austin, and you trade them.
The group used to watch the games at Damon's, but a few years back it moved on to the tavern. This would have been the Hartford chapter's first year watching the Men's World Cup there. Tom Loke runs Hartford's AO chapter.
I wanted to pack this facility to the brim like we used to do at our old bar at Damon's, and I wanted to bring back that vibe of waking up on game day and just sprinting to the bar and getting here and just going all out. That there's really nothing like that.
The U.S. being out not only hurts the bar's bottom line, but it also impacts the number of people who become outlaws. Membership boosts big time during the World Cups because of the atmosphere at the bars and the high-stakes nature of the games on the world stage.
2010 World Cup, we went from, 25 members to a couple hundred that summer?
Yes.
And then the next cycle, we jumped up to close to 500? Yes. Those are huge jumps, and you don't see those jumps in the years that we don't have the World Cup.
Like Danbury's chapter, Loke says his group will press on by supporting the U.S. women as they attempt to qualify for the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. On July 29, the women actually play in East Hartford against Australia. That's just 4 miles away from the tavern downtown and the Hartford Outlaws. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.